This is Liz Lavender talking to Sal Wozencroft and Pete Gregory. Can you both tell me how you first got involved with or first came across No Fit State?
I met No Fit State Circus. Well, I met through the University Juggling Club. But it was through a joint friend, really, wasn't it, Pete? Yeah. So it was through a joint friend that I met Pete first, I think. Might have to go back on that. I was a play worker as well, and I met Fiona Carmichael, who I worked with at the council. And through Fiona, I met Pee Wee and No Fit State Circus through that.
And I'm one of the founder members, so it sort of formed from the original Balls Up Juggling Club at the university, and then the five of us set up No Fit State, which I think you've got.
And which university was that, just to clarify?
I was at UWIST, University of Wales Institute of Science and Technology, but it's all part of the different bits of universities in Cardiff. It was Cardiff University Juggling Club.
Right. And so you're both, or were, if not now, still jugglers.
I'm not a great juggler. I suppose I can do basic juggling and unicycling. And I did trapeze, but that was later on.
Yeah. And so, Pete, how did you first meet? Can you remember the first time you met Ali and Tom and Richie?
I knew Tom kind of from before. I'd met him before and in terms of associations, but then we went down to the juggling club at the Union, and I think that's where I met Ali and Dave and Richie and everybody. And then it all kind of merges into one after that. But yeah, I mean, basically, Ali had started... I think Ali and Richie had been going to Toby's juggling classes at the Rubicon, and then they persuaded him to come and teach at the juggling club at the university. So I was going down there and Tom came down, and yeah, we just started juggling for fun. And then a huge group of us started busking and doing shows as Balls Up and doing shows around community centres and that sort of thing. And around the time of Live Aid, I think it was all around that sort of time. And then it was a couple of years after that, I think, that the five of us, me, Tom, Ali, Dave and Richie, set up No Fit State on its own.
And so did you finish your degrees then? I know some...
I did, yeah. So I sort of... The first year when No Fit State, we do lots of sort of smaller gigs, and then the four of them put a show together which toured schools and other places. And I didn't do that, but then finished my degree and then literally went on tour the next day.
Right.
With No Fit State, yeah.
What was... Do you remember the first gig that you ever did as Balls Up Jugglers, or... And when did Risky and Pink come into the equation? How did that all pan out?
I think... As Balls Up, I think we did... We got asked to do a gig for... I think it was...
Wasn't it Comic... Relief.
No, it was Live Aid. It was before. And I think we got asked to do a gig for Live Aid at the New Ocean Club. And that was the first proper gig, although we'd been busking a bit. That's my memory, is we put something together and there was about 20, 25 of us for that. Having had no idea about how to perform or what to do, and cobbled a few routines together. And I think Toby helped us. And people seemed to quite like it. And then we started getting people asking us to do other stuff. And I think that was the first Balls Up gig. Risky in Pink came around because, as part of No Fit State, we kind of would split up into a three and a two. So Ali and Dave were the Dangerous Duo, and myself, Tom and Richie were Risky in Pink. And so quite early on, as well as working on the slightly larger shows, we'd split up and do, you know, in between all the larger gigs, we'd go off separately and do street shows, play schemes, festivals, all sorts of different places. And then sort of as No Fit State, but doing the individual shows.
And is there one of those shows from the early days or gigs that kind of stands out in your mind for any reason?
I mean, in terms of Risky in Pink, I suppose it's winning the street entertainers competitions. Mm-hmm. We won the street entertainers in Cardiff and in Glasgow.
Do you know what year that was?
87? Yes, probably, or 88.
Okay.
Somewhere around there.
It's just that we might be able to find any kind of publicity that went with that.
Yeah,
accolade.
No, there's definitely newspaper cuttings and stuff. Yeah. And that, you know, that I suppose that was quite, it was an international competition, so there was lots of performers. They had a huge stage actually on Queen Street. And it was great. It was really, you know, so we won that as Risky in Pink. And then the year afterwards, I think, or maybe we won the Glasgow Street Entertainers competition as well.
So busking took you round and about quite extensively, really.
Yeah, although, I mean, most of our busking was actually paid busking as opposed to hatting. Mm. It was mostly booked by lots of town centre festivals and all that sort of thing who would pay you to, yeah, come and do shows. In.
And councils were quite a big employee in those days, weren't they? They used to send out...
Huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, we used to do loads of work. I mean, it was almost like pretty much from the first couple of years, I think we were probably on tour and working nearly every day for about 8-9 weeks in the summer, because you'd have, if not longer, if not for 3 months, we'd tend to go up to Scotland, do a month in Scotland, which would consist of... And this is before the tent days as well. Sometimes it was touring with Arts Play Umbrella and John Paul. But we'd do all the play schemes and sort of weekdays. And then in the weekends, you'd go and do gigs for festivals and town centres and stuff. So it was pretty much 2 or 3 months working every single day. And loads of that was local authorities. Yeah, you had all the play schemes... And play departments, and then festivals, and that sort of side. And then we were touring with Arts Play Umbrella.
Yeah, that's when I was touring, wasn't I? Cause I.
And who was on those tours then? Those old Arts Play Umbrella.
Oh, Tim. Adam. Yep, Tim Adam. That's where I first met Tim. Tim Adam and Flo Paul. It was our first sort of touring together, we all met.
Because you were like the tent team and workshop as
well. So, yeah, No Fit State were touring with Arts Play Umbrella. So that was a couple of years of touring like that. But yeah, that's where I met Tim and Flo. So that was.
And so you were involved in doing the workshops along.
Yeah, tent team workshops. Yeah, so we'd. Yeah, the general day was sort of. I think, yeah, doing workshops with play schemes, and play schemes would do a show. Mm. And then as and part guess... of that package, you'd do a show that, you know, No Fit State would do a show then, wouldn't you?
Yeah, and you'd often have Green Ginger or Goffey or Francis Maxey. So there'd be sort of two performing companies in the tent. And so it would kind of be workshop and shows as a sort of package.
as a rolling thing. So yeah, we did loads of gigs with Green Ginger and Francis and Goffey, people like that.
Mm. And then later on, I think it became, Francis was still there, wasn't he? And Le La La, were you around?
Yeah, Le La La.
Were there. Trying to think who else, and Daffy and Karen Bullock.
Yeah.
Ball.
Yeah.
Bell and Bullock.
Bell and Bullock, yeah.
Yeah, Panic Puppets a little bit.
And Little Squirt.
God, it's probably more, but I just can't remember.
Yeah, because then, I mean, John carried on doing that when No Fit State got their own tent. John carried on touring as Arts Play Umbrella and doing a similar package, yeah.
So tell me about how you got No Fit State together. How did you finance all of that?
Two ways, really. One was by loads and loads of gigs. So it was just almost working non-stop, I suppose, especially 4 months and 4 or 5 months over that summer period. Very initially, we had the enterprise allowance.
Mm.
So that was your £40 a week, which enabled you to not have to sign on and start your own business. Mm. We did that, and then it just sort of kept growing and spiraling. And then we got our own tent and sort of got slightly bigger, employed one or two more people.
Sponsorship, didn't you get sponsored by...
Yeah, Allied Steel and Wire. So we got 10 grand sponsorship off them. I think it was 10 grand. Mm. Might have been five, but I don't know. But it was, yeah, it was pretty tight. I mean, we tend to...
There was a lot of working for nothing as well, wasn't there?
Yeah.
In the lockup.
Yeah.
Freezing cold over the winters.
So describe to me where you were actually, you know, where the offices were and where you were based at that point in time.
It's Partridge Lane, wasn't it?
Mm.
Partridge Lane?
Yeah, that is Partridge Lane. And there was a falling down garage and the offices were upstairs.
And the storage was downstairs.
And you'd have to go through the garage and then through a sort of overgrown jungle and then up a fire escape. And it was absolutely freezing.
The costumes would go mouldy, wouldn't they, over the winter? And there was the one gas stove, wasn't there, that just created loads of condensation. It was horrible.
I can remember that. I think there was Riley's boat in the yard and all sorts.
Yeah, and in fact, the storage didn't come for downstairs till later. So I think loads of stuff was stored upstairs.
You could hardly get in there as well.
Yeah, and then you thought it was great when you got storage downstairs and then in the rest of the lockup.
And so then Novit had the blue tent and you were both working on the shows there. Which shows did you tour with the blue tent then? Can you remember?
Oh, God. What was the one that Riley did? I took over stage managing.
Totally Wicked? Oh...
Oh.
We did about the
what
first...
What was one that Lucy was in?
That was Totally Wicked.
Yeah.
I toured up until the last one I did was the one I didn't do Alice.
So. And what's the one we took to Edinburgh? Well, I know there was the
Totally Wicked
first one that
Edinburgh.
Went to Edinburgh.
And Dodo.
Dodo Island didn't go to Edinburgh.
That was one of the...
It was only Totally Wicked that went to Edinburgh.
Okay.
That was not in the blue tent, that was in John Paul's tent.
Right.
There was the Monopoly one, Take a Chance, was the first one.
Yeah.
What was the one?
Dodo Island.
That Linda was in.
There was Dodo Island.
Defective Detective.
Yeah.
And Totally Wicked, wasn't it?
So which ones did you do? Can you remember?
I did Totally Wicked. I also... What was that the...
You were sort of stage manager for
yeah.
That,
but I was also crewing for... Oh, what was Fraser on? Was that Totally Wicked
No,
as
that
well?
Was Take a Chance.
Take a Chance.
But you might have done 2 years, mightn't you? But Fraser did, or did he actually? No, Piers did the first year, Take a Chance.
I did Take a Chance.
Fraser did the year after Fraser Hooper. No, Fraser McKenzie.
Mm. and we had the special, we had the Olympics, where I was taken to hospital by
St John's
ambulance for dropping a fire extinguisher on my big toe.
In Gosport.
Yeah, Gregoire filmed me being taken away in the ambulance with glee. Because it looked like I was being taken away in a straitjacket, because they wouldn't let me get out of the ambulance. What was that?
That was in Gosport.
Yeah, Festival. So what was show was that?
With Gregoire.
Yeah, Gregoire and Linda.
That would have been Defective Detective. And Marion.
Yeah.
Which out of all these was your favourite shows then, each of you? Do you have one?
I think mine was Totally Wicked. It's difficult because you have fond memories of different bits of different shows, you know.
Yeah, and also it's not, you don't remember, I don't think you remember just the show, you remember the tour. So you remember most what you remember is the aspects of touring, I think, that comes with it. Remember Edinburgh, that I have very fond memories of Edinburgh and creating the truck with Tom.
You've got great pictures of that.
Yeah.
So, and then angels, weren't they?
So that was quite, I don't know, just felt quite a creative year, that. Mm. But I also remember places like Gosport, and, you know, you doing the Olympics, you know, because I think the Olympics were on that year, so we all did our own Olympics.
Yeah, our circus Olympics.
So, yeah, you have other associations with a certain show.
Mm.
I really enjoyed the one with Lucy, where you and Lucy were singing time after time. No, you didn't sing it, you were dancing to it.
So, Pete, what did you do in the shows as well? What were your skills in during these years?
We kind of all did a bit of everything, really. I mean, I suppose juggling, unicycling, I did trapeze, I did web, Chinese pole, table diving, acrobatics. We all played instruments badly.
Trampolining.
Trumpet.
Yeah, that's it.
Crap comedy gags.
You had some good ones of those, didn't you? Can you remember any of them?
So, yeah, we kind of do a bit of everything in the shows. I quite enjoyed the Dream Boys as well. That was quite funny. Oh, yeah, quite funny,
the Dream Boys. We've got a great piece of Dream Boys video that we yet to show yet, I think.
Pete
Lamb join in the Dream Boys.
Well, and Tim, when we had injuries, Tim and Riley, I think Riley did it as well.
Yeah, Riley did it. Chris did it, didn't he, once?
He did it a few times. And Mark Moreau.
Yes.
But you had the violin case, didn't you?
Yeah. I think Mark had a violin case as well. Yeah.
And so those were the olden days. The early days, early years, because then there was also, we moved on to do the community projects, the Stepping Stones, the three Stepping Stones. Were you involved in them?
Yes and no. I left the circus just before the Alice, or, you know, before that, the summer of the Alice tour. But I got involved with Ortageddon.
Because I stage managed that in the warehouse, wasn't it?
But not as a performer, but helping out and building and all that sort of thing. And then I was performing in Now Here.
Mm-hmm.
And I performed in Prophecy.
All right.
So although I wasn't part of the circus then, in the sense of, as in, I'd left as a partner, I still carried on.
And so what in your life changed for you to leave the circus and, you know, the bunch of people that were that sort of got so far with that. Was there something that kind of...
it wasn't initially.
We had Zoe and we still toured, didn't we? For 1 year we
toured.
That was with John.
With John
Paul.
Did you go to college?
Yeah, but after I left...
Right.
I left first. Partly, I think, because it was one cold winter too many, wasn't it?
Cold winter too many. And David left. Well, David was the first to leave, wasn't he?
And then Richie had left. It kind of just got to the stage where it was, although it's great and it's, you know, great fun being on tour and you know, I absolutely loved it. It was just a never-ending cycle of we were continually reinvesting everything we earned back into the company because it was growing and we were getting a tent and then we'd employ more people and do a bigger company. We'd go off, you know, we'd do tours for 4 or 5 months and in between every gig, we would go off and do Risky and Pink shows and, you know, it was just like completely non-stop. And eventually it just drains you down. And also in the sense of having to, you know, it's like you'd start a tour and, I mean, it was in the days before, you know, Arts Council wasn't interested in funding circus. So despite the fact that we were touring for 5 months and, you know, thousands of people seeing us, there was no interest in funding. So it was completely self-financed. And it just got to the stage when, you know, it just wasn't adding up for me. I just couldn't, didn't feel like I could just keep going and keep going. I couldn't see a light at the end of that tunnel. And in a sense, you know, the circus changed itself in that's why it started doing the community shows and the other things. It needed to find a way through that. So for me, and then it was like, also you're away so much. It's just, you know, I don't think we'd still be together if I was still touring. It's all consuming.
Well, I was touring as well because I had been touring with No Fit State Circus, but I'd also started work at the Welsh National Opera. And we'd done community shows, and you'd been involved as No Fit State Circus in
some of those community shows.
And I stayed on at Welsh National Opera, and then I moved into opera, and I moved into other things basically as a stage manager.
Mm.